Hi, you're listening to Customer on Service, an audio blog of bad service experiences. Look, in my sights today, let me just fill you in on the backstory on this. I wanted to buy a waffle iron for someone I know. I wanted to buy a waffle iron, and it's for Christmas, so I'm not going to go into details because I haven't given it to them yet. Not that they would be listening to this. But anyway, I wanted to buy a waffle iron, and so this all started when one of the local cheapy discount places, a place called Golo, advertised them in their catalogue for $11. And I thought, $11 for a waffle iron, that's a bargain. So went down to get one, they were all gone. It's too late, all missed out. So by this stage, I had my mind set on getting a waffle iron. So I went to one of the local resellers and I saw a Breville waffle iron, but it was like 60 or 70 bucks. And I thought, I don't want to pay 60 or 70 bucks. I saw them for 11. And while I'm sure the $11 one was dodgy, I was prepared to pay more than that, but I didn't want to pay like $60 or $70. So the search went on to find this waffle iron. So I went to Kmart. No, don't have them. Went to Target. Don't have them. Went to Big W. Didn't have it. I'm driving all over the city trying to find a bloody waffle iron, and nobody was even carrying one. So I went onto the internet and had a bit of a search around, and I found that, I went to a website for a company called Retrovision, and according to their website, they sell the Sunbeam one, and it was $49, and I thought, well, that's a bit better. That sounds like what I want. So I rang the store and said, have you got one in stock? No, we don't have the Sunbeam ones. We've got the Breville ones. I said, yeah, they're like 70 bucks. I don't want to pay that. So by this stage, I was just kind of intrigued about how do I get a waffle iron. Nobody seemed to have them. So the Sunbeam one seemed to be the one I wanted, so I rang Sunbeam directly. And the people at the customer service desk there, and I use that term very loosely, they said, well, you can get them from, and they listed all these stores. And I said, yeah, look, I've already been to all those stores. None of them carry your product. Oh, well, they should. Oh, well, they should, but they don't. No one carries your product. Can I buy it directly from you? And they said, no, you can't. And then she said, well, the woman who works for Sunbeam actually suggested to me that I buy it from eBay, which I thought was very odd. She couldn't tell me any store that would have one. She couldn't tell me whether they were in stock or not. She couldn't tell me where I would actually be able to buy one. And I just thought that was pretty hopeless. The management of inventory and stock control and all that sort of stuff is obviously pretty ordinary at Sunbeam. So anyway, long story short, I ended up buying the Breville one, and the guy from Retrovision was very kind enough to offer me the Breville one for the same price as the Sunbeam one. But look, I've just taken aim at Sunbeam in this one because I just think it was appalling that they say they have a product, but nobody stocks it, and B, when you ring up to try and find out, they don't know, and they even give you advice like go and buy it from eBay. I just thought that was pretty stupid on Sunbeam's part. So yeah, sorry for waffling on, but that's the story with the waffle maker. You've been listening to Customer on Service, an audio blog of bad service experience.